They were so beautiful as young men. In a way, one wants them always to be the young Everly Brothers and stay beautiful.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness.
But by the time that Peter Blake was asked to paint them for an album cover in the 1980s, Phil and Don Everly were no longer in the first flush of youth.
Don, at that point, had got quite heavily jowled, not to say fat, and I reduced the sides of the face by quite a bit, but not enough. And when he saw it, he still thought he was too big looking, and so they didn't use it, and they used a photograph.
I think I'm gonna cry.
The picture has never been seen in public until now. It's one of a couple of dozen portraits Peter Blake has painted since he was a student at the Royal College of Art in the 1950s.
For years I've done kind of secret portraits. They were commissioned, but only by friends. You know, I didn't take general commissions. I'm not a portrait painter. And for years I did them, and they went into the people's homes. They weren't done to be exhibited.
So what made you want them to be seen in public?
Just time developed. I don't want to be morbid about it, but I'm coming towards the end of my career now. You know, I'm 83. So it seemed a good time just to borrow them all back and show them.
How good do you think your portraits are?
They're good likenesses. I describe myself as a jobbing portrait painter, and I don't claim them to be great art.
The exhibition also includes three portraits of the musician Ian Dury. Peter Blake taught him art in the 1960s, and the pair became friends.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan.
He was both wonderful and very difficult. He died of cancer, sadly, and towards the end he was drinking a lot and doing quite a lot of drugs, and sometimes would call like at 3 in the morning, and there'd be a long, difficult conversation with him. But he was a wonderful person and one of my favourite musicians.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me.
I use pure turpentine in that pot because it smells very nice. Makes the studio smell like a proper studio. And white spirit in that pot, which I clean my brush in. And then you just mix.
Peter Blake now paints most of his portraits from photographs after he asked the actress Helen Mirren to sit for him in the early 1980s.
Painting Helen Mirren didn't put me off, but I didn't really want to do it after that. It's such an intimate scenario that you're sitting facing somebody, not sexually intimate, but just you're looking straight into their soul, really. And I didn't ever do it again.
What do you think of the current vogue, then, for people taking selfies on their cameras?
I hate it. When we go anywhere, I always sign a bunch of Sgt. Pepper albums, but I don't like being asked to do a selfie. I don't know why. You know, there are certain tribes that won't be photographed because they feel as though you're stealing their soul. I think there's an element of that, that I feel people are stealing a bit of you.
What you're saying is it's like an invasion of
your
privacy.
I think so, yeah. And means nothing anymore, you know, I mean. It might be if you did one with the Queen or a great hero. I do one with Brian Wilson.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long.
You're 83 now. Do you think you're still improving as an artist?
I'm not getting any worse. I think technically, although my knees are terrible, my eyes, touch wood, are still clear and my hands are steady. And I've stopped drinking.
Doesn't sound much fun.
I have other fun.